In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done marvelous things. His right hand and His holy arm have worked salvation for Him. The Lord has made known His salvation. He has revealed His righteousness in the sight of all nations. The Lord has done marvelous things. They are greater in number than the imprecise mathematics of men dare to count. More marvelous than our feeble minds might comprehend. He has called the galaxies to be, set the planets on their course, established the infinite depth of all black holes. But so too, Zeus and Muhammad's Allah, or at least according to those who imagined them, they claim to be creators too. God breathed life into men. He created all the living. He taught the plants to grow. He carved the paths of rivers and built mountains. But so too, Zeus and Allah and even the great spirit or architect in the sky, again, according to those who imagined them. And the devil says, see, all gods are all the same. Any name will do. Call him what you want. It doesn't matter to him or to me. We have more in common than that which is distinct. Unity is the highest goal. We should all be nice. Let people worship whichever god they choose. And who could argue, dear friends, against the fact that the devil's voice is being heard loudly and clearly in our day and age? Just listen to the popular voices out there today. Voices like Oprah, Dr. Phil, the ladies on The View, the so-called scholars continuously featured on the History, Discovery, and National Geographic channels, and even many of the most popular so-called Christian preachers, like Joel Osteen, Rick Warren, and a host of others. What do they say? It doesn't matter what you call God. There are many paths to heaven. What matters is that you believe in something and that you try your best to live a decent life. That is enough. Whether you pledge your allegiance to Jesus, Muhammad, the Buddha, the great architect in the sky, science, or anyone or anything else, it doesn't matter, for in the end, these are all just different expressions for belief in the same God. Nobody's claims about God are any better or any truer than anybody else's claims. The only people not to be tolerated are those people who claim that their God is the only true God. But the devil always lies. He is a liar from the beginning. He knows full well that there is only one true God, but he detests that God and the children that God has created. So he puts it into the hearts of men to create other gods from their own vain imaginations. For the devil knows that if he can get people to believe in other gods, he has won them for himself. And that, dear friends, is his goal. To entice people, to entice you away from the kingdom of the only true God and into His kingdom. Enter the Holy Spirit. He proclaims, do not listen to that old evil foe. He is a liar. The God of Abraham in the flesh from Mary's womb is not imagined. He came just as He promised to come. He has remembered His mercy. His right arm has gotten Him the victory. He submitted to defeat in humility to break death's teeth. He died and He rose again. He lives. Unlike Zeus or Allah or any imaginary God fired in men's fantasies by demonic impulses, God in the flesh, Jesus the Christ, died to pay for the sins of men who rejected Him. He died for you. That is the truth, and that truth sets men free. His love is perfect and forgiving. It reconciles sinners to the Father. It gives you a song to sing, not of idle fancies or vain imaginations, but of history and of the future life of the world to come. For though the Heavenly Father was angry with you for your vile and selfish deeds, His wrath has been turned to the cross. It has been spent upon His one and only Son. God sent His Son to die for you and to rise again. You could not have guessed what God would do to make you His, to buy you back again. You could not have expected or imagined such love. He has become your salvation, your strength, and your song. He has taken the sins of the whole world into His own body. The accuser, that old evil foe, the devil, Satan, has been robbed of his accusations. Jesus died for you, and He crushed that liar's head once for all. He let you kill Him rather than send you to hell where you belonged. He is not fair. He is just and He is merciful. He is gracious and forgiving. Death has no more claim upon you because He took your place. He died your death. It is finished. Death is now empty. There is nothing left. For He rose up out of the grave, alive in His body on the third day, reunited with His soul, the victor over hell. The grave did not, could not hold Him. It cannot hold you who belong to Him by faith. Like unto His glorious body, your bodies will be raised and perfected to live in His kingdom forever in perfect bliss. This is the most marvelous thing. It defines your God and gives you a song to sing. The Lord and His holy apostles have given that song a title. They call it the Holy Gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation. It is the content of your song, the very content of your joy. So speaks the Holy Spirit. And dear friends in Christ, He is right. The Lord has indeed done marvelous things for you. He has ascended to the right hand of His Father. He rules in the hearts of those who believe in Him in perfect grace, unending mercy, steadfast love. You who have been brought to faith in Him, call Him Lord and King, and you are right so to do. Once those titles were used of Him in mockery and scorn, but now He is worshipped by you in those titles. And from the Father's side, He has sent the Helper, that Holy Spirit who once hovered over the chaos and brought it into order. He is the Spirit of truth. He teaches us to pray, to be steadfast in the Word. He grunts out for us perfect prayers that our words cannot express. He inspires the apostles and prophets to write down His words so that we may learn them and be brought to faith and kept in the faith by them. He, that Holy Spirit, glorifies the Son by taking what is the Son's and the Father's perfection, righteousness, innocence, holiness, and declaring it all to be yours and all for free. He delivers Jesus. And where there is Jesus, there is also life and salvation. And where there is life and salvation, there is singing. We cannot help ourselves. It springs up from the depths of our souls, or at least it should. Our joy overflows. We are forgiven. We are loved. Our lives have purpose and meaning. The Spirit inspires us and puts His words through David upon our lips, and we sing the new song of His glorious redemption. Marvelous things. He has intervened in the course of human affairs to bring about our salvation. He has driven a tent peg through Sisera's head and burned Baal's prophets. He has scared the Canaanites into killing one another with nothing more than Gideon's name and some torches. He has caused the wheels to come off of Pharaoh's chariots and the waters to come crashing in and down upon his army. He struck the temple guards who watched the tomb as though they were dead. And he broke the seal. He came through the door. He breathed upon those apostles in that upper room to deliver his Holy Spirit, establish his office of the holy ministry, and deliver the keys that forgiveness of sins might be delivered unto you. He has seen to all of the details. He has missed nothing. Marvelous things God has called you to be. He has given you both a physical mother and a spiritual mother. Your earthly mother is worthy of your remembrance, honor, and praise this day, for she brought you into this world, cared for you when you were helpless to care for yourself, and loved you like only she could. But so too is your spiritual heavenly mother worthy of your remembrance, honor, and praise. For she birthed you in the Jordan's bloody waters and made you clean by grace. She has raised you in the fear of the Lord and taught you to pray. She has reminded you of your grandfather Abraham, your uncle Jacob, your distant kinsman Job. She fills you with the Holy Spirit, who convicts you of sin, that you repent and receive the righteousness of Christ, and therefore steer clear of the judgment to come, the judgment pronounced upon the devil and all unbelievers. She brings you to the body and blood of her bridegroom, Jesus Christ, for you to eat and to drink, to sustain you for your labor, and to seal your future. She is the church, the handmaiden of her Lord, and she serves you as her own dear child. She is a holy Christian mother, and as all her daughters do, she prays for you always. For behold, the prayers of a righteous man, according to the word of God, be he male or female, or even your holy mother, Christian church, availeth much. So dear friends, in Christ, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has indeed done marvelous things, and he continues to do these marvelous things in your presence for you even today. How can you do anything but sing with joy? In Jesus' holy and precious name, amen. Now the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.